Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we'll be talking about how weightlifting injuries are on the rise.
Because more people are
fatter. Did you realize how dangerous it is to weightlift?
No, I thought it was not dangerous.
There's a new study out that looked at injuries between 1990 and 2007. Nearly a million Americans wound up in the emergency room from weight training injuries. Now,
really?
We both know how dangerous a gym can be, right?
Yeah.
Because we have a system of trying to lift weights, right? And
right.
The system is that if you're lifting weights
while laughing,
make someone laugh. That's the key. But apparently, they didn't look into this when they were doing this. But apparently, it looks like when you think about the injuries, it looks like obviously men are injured more than women, 82% greater than women. However, there's a 63% rise. In women getting hurt, probably because the more prevalence of women starting to
are they counting like breaking nails as an injury?
No, here I'll tell you. That's a good question. Women, when they get hurt, typically injure their feet and legs. Where men, when they get injured, it's usually to the trunk and to the hands. Men actually had more sprains and strains. Women had more fractures.
They drop weights on their feet?
Well, here's what happens.
Is that what that means? They're dropping weights on their feet.
Here's the most often injuries. Dropping weights on yourself. Never good. You never want to drop a weight.
That's
taking your finger or something and slamming weights. Slamming weights against it. That's another thing. Hitting yourself with the equipment. These are all things. And then, of course, you have your overexertion, your muscle pulls. And here's the big problem. The thing that gets people most into the emergency room, loss of balance. Carrying the weights. Yeah, you're lifting weights and you lose your balance. Something bad happens. You lose your balance carrying
That's
weights.
A good tip.
Bad things are going to happen. Now, here's another interesting thing. And this is what I always tell my kids because they always go, oh, when I go to the gym, I got to use the free weights. The free weights are better than the machines. 90% of injuries occurred while using free weights rather than weight machines. 90%.
Well, that's where the weight is, loose.
It's loose, mm-hmm. Right. So if you don't want to be injured, make sure that you stay. It's very they're less time consuming. You stick a pin in the machine, and you get going, and you're done. Now, 2% of the injuries result in hospitalization, and a few are fatal. About 114 deaths a year due to weight training injuries.
Really? Like the bars on your throat and you
something bad happens.
Can't breathe.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.